Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Top stories, Tennessee congressional seat won by the Republican Matt Van Epps by 9 points. Should have been maybe a larger margin, but we will definitely take the win. But it is notice to Republicans everywhere, if they want Trump's agenda to be fulfilled, you've got to have the Republicans to back it up in Congress. Speaking of which, Congresswoman Kat Kamick joining us right now on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. We're doing good up here in chilly Washington, D.C.
All right. Well, enjoy it. You know, a little bit of snow, a little bit of chill is put you in that holiday spirit, but and get on back to Florida when you want a little bit of warmth. Hey, you've
Absolutely.
Got you're sponsoring this USA Act, H.R. 143. Tell me about it.
So exciting developments on this front. And again, everyone talks about cutting spending and, you know, all the things that are driving the national debt. But no one ever really has a plan. And they never want to talk about getting back to regular order. We just keep doing these continuing resolutions and omnibuses. And here we are $38 trillion later. Well, the USA Act, it is the bill that would force Congress to actually go through in the committees of jurisdiction, authorize and audit the programs and agencies before they can receive money. It's a novel concept.
Isn't it crazy that it does seem like that should have been a mandatory thing forever?
Yeah, and when I talk to people about it, they're like, wait, that isn't what happens? I said, no. In fact, this year alone, we're going to spend $892 billion with a B dollars in agencies and programs that were never authorized by Congress. That's over 1,200 agencies and programs that Congress has just funded without any oversight, no auditing. Most of these programs were created by executive order, so Congress has just been funding them without any oversight. And so our bill, the USA Act, H.R. 143, it has always been controversial on the Hill because I know this will come as a shock to everyone. Congress doesn't particularly like to work.
What?
And the feedback I keep getting from my colleagues is, Kat, this is going to be so much work if we have to go line by line. And to which I say, well, I don't really care. This is what we're hired to do, so we need to do it. And yesterday was a very big day. The bill, for the first time, advanced out of committee. Every Democrat opposed it. And now it will head to the House floor for a full vote. And so we're very encouraged and excited and think that the momentum is there to actually change the way that we do business up here in Washington.
Now, I guess there could have been President Trump, if he was made aware of these, I guess he could reverse the ones that were granted under executive orders, correct?
Absolutely. But I mean, think about this. The EPA was never authorized by Congress. And although it's got a lot of challenges and a lot of problems, no president has been willing to dismantle the EPA or other agencies. And we see what he's done with the Department of Education. And that has been a bear. And granted, that was authorized by Congress. But that's one of the things that is really tough up here is the disruption of the status quo. People very much like things to go the way that they've been going. But as we all know, to drain the swamp, you've got to do some pretty drastic things and you got to have some pretty strong characters willing to disrupt the system. Well, so it's going to take a literal act of Congress in order to drain the swamp.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you have a great solution because it's just like, you know, prove to us why you need what you need, what you're doing with it, where it's going, and then you can continue to exist. Otherwise, you know, we're gonna doge the place, right?
Absolutely. It to me, it's common sense. I mean, you have committees that are meant to authorize programs, and then you have a committee that is meant to be an appropriating committee, and so put the committees to work. Have members of Congress do the dang job of going through and saying, hey, this program, it was needed 20 years ago. We don't need it anymore. Get it off the books. Let's save that money. And I think every American Republican, Democrat, Independent, everybody could get behind that. Nobody wants to be for wasteful spending.
Absolutely agree with that. And something else, speaking of, well, wasteful, I guess, in a way, we've been talking about this for a long time. Where are we at on this congressional stock trading bill?
Yeah, I'm super excited. The Stock Act, Chip Roy had introduced this. Chip Roy out of Texas, he had introduced this, and there was 12 of us as the original sponsors of this bill, which said that no member of Congress can trade individual corporate stocks or hold these stocks. And we know that this has been abused, even though effectively it is illegal to inside trade. The rules up here are a little loosey-goosey, and there's tons of ways that people can get information and have access to information. It's just fundamentally unfair. And so our bill says you have to divest if you have individual corporate stocks, and it gives you an off-ramp time to do so. And that moving forward, you cannot trade individual corporate stocks. Mutual funds, ETFs, sure, fine. Those are widely diverse. That's not something that you're going to get a 237% return on. This bill has some interesting bedfellows. Everybody from, like, me and AOC are on this bill, for example. And then yesterday, my colleague down in Tampa, Ana Paulina Luna, she forced her and Tim Burchett, they introduced it under a discharge petition, which means it's going to come to the floor if we can get 218 signatures.
Wow. Okay. So that will help push the process along, I would imagine. But how are you going to really police this? You know, if you and I are on the golf course and you're like, you know, Bob, you know, something came up with, you know, XYZ, they're going to explode because we're giving the green light to something. How are you going to keep it from sharing information with friends, family, whoever, this information, you not acting on it personally, but, you know, I'll scratch your back too. How are we going to prevent that kind of thing?
I mean, that falls under the traditional insider trading laws that are currently on the books. This bill simply says, if you are a member of Congress, you and your immediate family cannot hold those stocks. And I think that's important because we've seen Nancy Pelosi's husband, for example, yeah. He's the one who's making all the trades. And it's like, ooh, wow, you're trading on your worst day when the market is absolutely down. You guys are at 28% returns above the S&P 500. Come on, man. Wow. That I think is a good start. And there's always going to be bad players. There's always going to be people who are looking to gain an edge and operate in a dishonest way. If there's one step that we can take to start cleaning up the mess up here in Washington, this is a good start. It's not the end all be all, but man, this will go a long way in restoring some confidence that people are up here for the right reasons rather than lining their own pockets.
Hey, I like it. One step at a time, but in the proper direction, and keep working hard. We really appreciate it. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure. Hope to talk to you soon. Try to stay warm.
Appreciate it, fellas. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.